TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features art fair curator Touria El Glaoui, recorded live at TED Global 2017.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple.
Let's talk about how the narrative of Africa is being told and who is doing the telling. I want to share with you the selection of work by contemporary artists from Africa and its diaspora. I love this art. I find it beautiful and inspiring and thrilling, and I really hope I'm able to pique your interest. I want to share something about myself and why art matters to me. I'm the daughter of an artist, so that means that growing up, I had the chance to see my father do artwork in his studio. My home was surrounded by art, and I had an early art education being dragged to museum and exhibition over the summer holidays. What I did not understand really at the time is that it also gave me an early understanding about why art is important, how to look at it, how to understand it, but also how to love it. So art matters to me on a personal level, and not only because it's beautiful and inspiring and thrilling, but because art tells powerful stories. All these artists have stories to tell you about what it means to be African, stories that tell you and touches about our African identity, but also stories that tell us about who we are as African, but also stories that tell us about our complex history. So how can art tell you powerful stories? I want to share with you this series by Senegalese artist Omar Victor Diop. This is a series of self-portraits. And the artist in this particular series is focusing on the representation of African in art history between the 15th to the 19th century. I want to show you how, with one image, Diop is able to touch on our African identity, on the politics of representation, but also on our social value system. In this particular self-portrait, Diop is actually referencing another portrait by Anne-Louis Giraudet. His picture is doing a portrait of Jean-Baptiste Bailly. Jean-Baptiste Bailly was a native of Senegal, a former slave of Haiti. But during his lifetime, he also was elected to represent the colony at the third government of the French Revolution. And he advocated strongly for the abolition of slavery. What is very smart and clever about Diop here is that he's going back to history. He's reclaiming this figure by restaging this beautiful, you know, royal blue uniform, where he's restaging also the pose. And he's doing that to actually underline issues that are still impacting individuals of color today. There was nothing special about this very typical political portrait of the time, except that for the first time, an individual of color, in that case, Jean-Baptiste Bailly, was actually named and acknowledged in a painting. What Diop is adding to this picture is this crucial element, which is the football under his arm. And by doing that, Diop is actually touching at our hero worship culture of African football stars, who unfortunately, despite their fame, their immense talent, and their royalty statues, they are still invisible. Diop is asking us to dig deeper, to go beyond history and what has been written, and basically see how it still influences and impacting us in the present. I want to share this other beautiful series called Kesh Angels by artist Hassan Hajjaj. So in this particular series, the artist is really pushing on the boundaries of stereotype and cliché. Hassan Hajjaj is a friend, and honestly, I admire him dearly. But this particular series is talking to me directly as a Muslim woman. I experience this all the time, where, you know, people have a lot of expectation, religious ones and cultural ones. But what I love about this artist is that he's putting all this on its head. He's actually challenging every representation of Muslim, Arabic women that there is. Hassan Hajjaj is a child of the diaspora. He grew up in Morocco amongst, you know, bright logo goods, you know, counterfeit, original, being sold at the souks. So to see those symbols, you know, representing in his work a celebration of the global culture or a critic of the global urban culture is no surprise. But really, at the heart of his work is his desire of a nuanced representation. He wants us to interrupt ourselves and all the perception that we might have on people, on a culture, and on an environment. And for example, this particular picture, your common association would be, you know, certain street brand for a certain Western distinctive consumer. Well, he mashes it all up, where he is daring to imagine a female biker culture where actually Chanel or Louis Vuitton is designing the djellaba and Nike the babouche, and this is actually their standard uniform. What I love about the women in Cash Angels is that they're able to hold your gaze. We are completely participating in the image, but they are the one inviting us in, and in their own terms. Hassan Hajjaj, Cash Angels, or Project Diaspora by Omar Victor Diop are for me two strong examples why art is so instrumental. It is instrumental as it really inspires us to ask questions, but it is also instrumental because it ignites change. Seeing diversity in race and ethnicity in contemporary art is the only way that we'll see changes in the art industry, but also for the relation between Africa and the Western canon. How we will participate in all this is really up to us. There's a lot of progress to be made, and honestly, we still need to support stronger voices as they are the ones shaking things up and bringing new perspective. I want to share those beautiful old paintings by younger emerging artist Kudzenai Violet Hawami. For me, when I see her work, it really represents freedom. Hawami has a fantastic takes on, you know, what it means to be an African and an African life. She has lived in three different countries, Zimbabwe, South Africa, and Britain, and therefore has been influenced by a multitude of layers of communities and cultures, from LGBT to Eko to Kosa to Emo to British cultures. And as she says herself, the beauty of being a child of the diaspora is really being able to reinvent ourselves and what it means to be African. I want to leave you with this powerful piece by South African artist Laurence Lemaona. Laurence Lemaona also criticized, you know, the influence of the media on our moral consciousness. And he's doing that by using, you know, those fabrics like banners in political demonstration, where he's asking us to reclaim our voices. I believe in the transformative power of art, as it is our only way to paint an image, a nuanced image of Africa, but also its diaspora, one that will be painted by its artists and its cultural producers with their radical but also very unique view of seeing the world and their place in it. It is really through art that we can regain our sense of agency and empowerment. It is through art that we can really tell our own story. So like Laurence Lemaona says, the power is ours. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.